workers and receptionists must have the number posted or otherwise immediately available to them. A company-wide early warning system can substantially aid the organization in detecting and responding to an ongoing attack. Employees must be sufficiently well-trained that one who suspects he or she has been the target of a social engineering attack will immediately call the incident reporting hotline. In accordance with published procedures, the incident reporting personnel will immediately notify the targeted groups that an intrusion may be in progress, so personnel will be on alert. In order for the notification to be timely, the reporting hotline number must be widely distributed throughout the company. 7. Sensitive areas must be secured. Policy. A security guard will screen access to sensitive or secure areas and should require two forms of authentication. Explanation. One acceptable form of authentication uses a digital electronic lock that requires an employee to swipe his employee badge and enter an access code. The best method to secure sensitive areas is to post a security guard who observes any access-controlled entry. In organizations where this is not cost-effective, two forms of authentication should be used to validate identity. Depending on risk and cost, a biometric-enabled access card is recommended. 8. Network and phone cabinets. Policy. Cabinets, closets, or rooms containing network cabling, phone wiring, or network access points must be secured at all times. Explanation. Only authorized personnel will be permitted access to telephone and network closets, rooms, or cabinets. Any outside maintenance people or vendor personnel must be positively identified using the procedures published by the department responsible for information security. Access to phone lines, network hubs, switches, bridges, or other related equipment could be used by an attacker to compromise computer and network security. 9. Intra-company mail bins. Policy. Intra-company mail bins must not be located in publicly accessible areas. Explanation. Industrial spies or computer intruders who have access to any intra-company mail pickup points can easily send forged authorization letters or internal forms that authorize personnel to release confidential information or to perform an action that assists the attacker. Additionally, the attacker can mail a floppy disk or electronic media with instructions to install a software update, or open a file that has embedded macro commands that serve the intruder's objectives. Naturally, any request received by intra-company mail is assumed to be authentic by the party who receives it. 10. The company bulletin board. Policy. Bulletin boards for the benefit of company workers should not be posted in locations where the public has access. Explanation. Many businesses have bulletin boards where private company or personnel information is posted for anyone to read. Employer notices, employee lists, internal memorandums, employee home contact numbers listed in advertisements, and other similar information are frequently posted on the board. Bulletin boards may be located near company cafeterias or in close proximity to smoking or break areas where visitors have free access. This type of information should not be made available to visitors or the public. 11. Computer center entrance. Policy. The computer room or data center should be locked at all times, and personnel must authenticate their identity prior to entering. Explanation. Corporate security ought to consider deploying an electronic badge or access card reader so all entries can be electronically logged and audited. 12. customer accounts with service providers. Policy. Company personnel who place service orders with vendors that supply critical services to the company must set up an account password to prevent unauthorized persons from placing orders on behalf of the company. Explanation. Utility companies and many other vendors allow customers to set up a password on request. The company should establish passwords with all vendors that provide mission-critical services. This policy is especially critical to telecommunication and internet services. Anytime critical services can be affected, a shared secret is necessary to verify that the caller is authorized to place such orders. Note 2, identifiers such as Social Security number, corporate taxpayer identification number, mother's maiden name, or similar identifiers must not be used. A social engineer might, for example, call the telephone company and give orders to add features such as call forwarding to dial-in modem lines, or make a request to the internet service provider to change translation information to provide a bogus IP address when users perform a host name lookup. 13. Departmental contact person. Policy. Your company may institute a program under which each department or work group assigns an employee the responsibility of acting as a point contact, so that any personnel can easily verify the identity of unknown persons claiming to be from that department. For example, the help desk may contact the departmental point person to verify the identity of an employee who is requesting support. Explanation. This method of verifying identity reduces the pool of employees who are authorized to vouch for employees within their department when such employees request support, such as resetting passwords or other computer account-related issues. Social engineering attacks